Rent, the Broadway musical, premieres at the Chattanooga Theater Center in the Circle. Rent is based on the classic Puccini opera, La Bohème.
It's almost like a rock operetta, I would describe it. I would say at least 95% of it is sung. It's based on La Bohème, and it's one of the things that really kind of surprised me and attracted me to it was the fact that you can look at the stories almost side by side and see how they track with each other. And I think it's pretty amazing that he was able to take something, this, you know, classical piece of theater and update it and make it very current, yet it tracks almost exactly to this very old-fashioned, very sophisticated opera.
Rent opened in 1996, and WiseGeek.com says composer and writer Jonathan Larson wished to update the setting and story of the classic opera to modern day in order to tell a story of the tragedies of bohemian existence in America. Both the original and the rock opera are set in cities considered as havens for artists, New York and Paris. The reality behind the romantic tourist images of both cities are clearly proved false by the two stories, continues the article. In both, characters are forced to burn manuscript pages in order to stay warm. And both Rent and La Bohème describe the devastation of a disease considered a feature of lower class or artistic existence. In La Bohème, one of the main characters, Mimi, is afflicted with tuberculosis, and in Rent, the plague is AIDS, and has spread to many of the characters.
It's actually a period piece because it takes place in the mid-90s, and one of the things that I think is great about the show is it was one of the first shows in which, I think, probably even television or movies, one of the first things that had characters who were straight in sexual orientation who were HIV positive. Very unusual at the time. Also, you have people, it's the first notion of living with and not dying from the disease. And so you have these characters who do sort of have to live for today because that may be all they have. They don't know what tomorrow is. So there's an immediacy to it. There's an anger to it. And now we know people who have been living with HIV since the early 90s, you know, since the late 80s. So it's an interesting piece in that it was one of the first things to kind of say this, that you don't have to just, you know, lay down and die. You don't have to stop fighting. You don't have to live. You do have to live. You do have to make every moment count.
According to an article written in 2008 in the New York Times, one of the show's most moving songs, Will I, consists of just three questions set to a simple, mournful, gently shaped melody, sung not by the principal characters, but by the more anonymous members of a support group. The questions are, will I lose my dignity? Will someone care? Will I wake tomorrow from this nightmare? The New York Times article goes on to say, you probably need to have lived among gay men coming of age during the years when AIDS became a global calamity to recognize just how much bone-deep knowledge of the specific terrors of the time is packed into those three little lines. The stigma that was attached to it, the fear of dying lonely and abandoned, and the vague, oppressive, almost unbearable anxieties that young people with the disease or living in terror of contracting it had to live with every day. The epidemic left a psychic mark on a generation of artists, as surely as the Vietnam War did. The difference is that many of the artists responding to AIDS ultimately succumbed to the condition, their mature responses to it never to be shown on gallery walls or in theaters. As fate would have it, Jonathan Larson didn't live to see the success of Rent, the show he had so lovingly created, or to see the advances in the treatment of AIDS. Rent was awarded the Pulitzer Prize for Drama and also won 4 Tony Awards.
Jonathan Larson is the lyricist, the composer, the everything. He's sort of he is the brains behind Rent. He's the creator. It was from his imagination. He saw it all the way through, and he actually died the night before they opened the show. And so the first production off-Broadway was just going to be a reading of the show. And by the time they got to the end of Act One, people were up on their feet. And because when you see it, you have to be. You know what I mean? It's just one of those things. It's hard to sit still. So the cast was up on their feet and actually doing the show. And by Act Two, they just did it. And it was so successful off-Broadway, selling out every night, that they transferred it to Broadway, where it ran for 12 years. I guess the bittersweet irony is that he never got to see that.
The director for this production, Scott Dunlap, describes Rent as semi-autobiographical for Jonathan Larson. And in a Rolling Stone article written by Jonathan Widerhorn, Larson lived in poverty similar to that endured by his characters. In fact, he writes, he stopped working in a Soho diner only 2 months before the play opened and dreamed of earning enough money to afford cable TV. Larson lived in the Lower East Side of Manhattan, where the play is set. And according to Widerhorn, even more uncanny are the parallels between Larson's life and his characters, many of whom cling to life, knowing that it could end at any moment.
My last trip to New York, I actually went into the Lower East Side. I visited 11th and Avenue B, where the play takes place. And to be honest, I've been to New York several times. I've never been afraid. It was a little spooky. It's not the best of areas. And the further you get toward the river, the worse it gets. One of the reasons why I did all that research was to try to create this world a little bit, to try to give people a feeling of the claustrophobia and the poverty and the dirtiness and all the things that I experienced on the Lower East Side. So it's kind of fun to have an environmental Rent. Usually it's done in the traditional proscenium style. We all sit on one side and we look through this hole at the play. And the great thing about this is it's all around you. There's scaffolding and many levels and it's all over the place. So it's kind of fun because it does create that environment. We've taken down all the curtains in the circle. We've painted the brick walls. I spent yesterday, had a lot of fun graffitiing the walls. I'm going to let the cast add to the graffiti as we go along, and you should feel like you were in a vacant lot on the Lower East Side.
Rent opens at the Chattanooga Theater Center on June 17th and runs through July 16th in the Circle Theater. For more information, visit them online at theatercenter.com. For Around and About, I'm Manessa Guilfoyle.